Welcome back. Today we're diving into something that honestly feels like science fiction, but it's already happening right now. The future of artificial intelligence is undergoing a massive paradigm shift, moving away from traditional silicon-based digital systems and stepping into the world of biological computing. It's a fascinating field we're calling organoid intelligence.
It's a compelling concept, but it's rooted in a very real problem we're facing. Traditional AI has achieved some truly remarkable capabilities, but we're hitting critical physical and efficiency limits that we can't ignore.
Exactly. Think about it. Training a single large language model can consume as much electricity as an entire small town uses in a year. On top of that, these systems are surprisingly brittle. They just don't have the adaptability, generalization, or energy efficiency that natural intelligence effortlessly provides.
That's a stark contrast to the human brain, which operates on roughly 20 watts while demonstrating incredible flexibility and the ability to learn continuously. It's this massive efficiency gap that really highlights why we need a new approach.
And that's where organoid intelligence comes in as a brilliant solution. The idea is to actually harness living tissue to bypass these digital bottlenecks. It's wild to think about, but the science is genuinely promising.
At the core of this transition are organoids themselves. These are three-dimensional clusters of stem cells that are carefully cultivated to mimic the structure and function of human brain tissue. They're not just lab curiosities, they're highly sophisticated biological constructs.
Originally, researchers grew these for neurological disease research. But what's so incredible is that they can self-organize, form complex neural networks, and actually respond to electrical and chemical stimuli. It's like watching intelligence grow in a dish.
Researchers are now taking that a step further by interfacing these organoids with electronic hardware to create what we're calling biocomputers. It's a serious engineering challenge, but the potential is undeniable.
What makes them so special compared to our current tech is their neural plasticity. Unlike rigid, data-heavy artificial neural networks, organoid networks can literally rewire themselves. They learn fluidly from direct experience and adapt to dynamic problems in a way silicon just can't match.
And we're already seeing proof of concept. Early laboratory experiments have demonstrated that these living tissues can be trained to perform simple computational tasks. It's tangible progress toward biological processors that could genuinely outperform traditional AI in specific, highly complex scenarios.
But with a leap this big, we absolutely have to talk about the heavy side of things. This technology introduces significant ethical and regulatory challenges that we can't just brush aside.
You're right. As scientists grow and connect brain tissue to computers, urgent and very serious questions arise regarding sentience, consciousness, and the moral status of these biological entities. We have to be careful.
I know it sounds intense, but it's worth noting that current organoids lack the structural complexity required for subjective experience. Still, the field is moving so fast that we really do need proactive guidelines to keep up with the science.
Absolutely. Regulatory frameworks must be established to address containment, data privacy, and potential misuse well before organoid intelligence scales beyond controlled research labs. We can't afford to be reactive here.
Even with those hurdles, the potential benefits are so transformative that it's hard not to get excited. This isn't just about better computers. It's about opening doors we never knew existed.
Precisely. Beyond computing, this technology could revolutionize our fundamental understanding of brain function, accelerate treatments for devastating neurological disorders, and finally provide a sustainable, low-energy alternative to our current AI infrastructure.
And I want to reassure our listeners that the notion of traditional AI reaching its limits isn't a declaration of its demise. It's really just a call to evolve and work smarter.
The most viable path forward isn't a replacement, but a hybrid computing model. We can strategically combine both paradigms, leveraging biological tissue for energy-efficient, adaptive processing while still relying on silicon for high-speed operations and massive data storage.
It's such an inspiring vision. Ultimately, organoid intelligence represents a fundamental expansion of how we define and harness intelligence itself. We're not just building machines anymore, we're learning to partner with biology.
By moving beyond code and chips to integrate living systems, researchers are paving the way for a smarter, more sustainable computational future. It's a future where intelligence isn't just processed, but biologically experienced. Thank you for joining us on this journey.